Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about the WASDE numbers of last week for the beef industry. Back on that today in just a moment.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 19th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. They'll be offering over 31,000 head, 7,650 feeder steers, 6,700 feeder heifers, 4,000 wean calves, 5,300 calves on cows, and over 6,500 beef dairy crosses. All the details are available at SuperiorLivestock.com. Len Steiner puts out something called the Daily Livestock Report. One of his more recent articles had to do with beef consumption and supply-demand numbers from the most recent WASDE report. Steiner says that when you start trying to predict beef consumption, beef demand, the availability of beef in our supply side of the ledger, it's mighty tough right now. Record feed prices, drought conditions, inflation, and war all make for an especially uncertain environment going forward. He says that over the last 12 months, USDA has made some significant upward revisions to beef production forecasts for 2022. The latest projections put beef production for 2022 at 27.9 billion pounds, down 106 million pounds, or down 0.4% from a year ago. The reality is that as we get further into 2022, a lot of expectations that we won't have too much of a difference when it comes to the number of pounds available this year versus last year. And it really mostly boils down to a lot more females going to the processing plants than we first thought. At the start of the year, USDA was expecting beef production for 2022 to be down 785 million pounds, or about 2.8%. The high rate of cow slaughter in the first 4 months of the year, along with the increase in the number of cattle placed on feed, drove those revisions to beef supply projections. But while producers appear to be pulling cattle supplies forward, the supply on the ground continues to decline, implying an even bigger decline in availability down the road. Different from hogs, where producers are able to offset the drop in breeding stock by getting more pigs per litter, cattle producers are limited by biology. The calf crop was down last year. It's a sure bet that it's going to be down again this year. Once producers stop pushing female calves in the feedlots, the supply hole, he believes, will be even bigger. USDA is forecasting beef production in 2023 at 26 billion pounds, down 1.9 billion pounds, or 6.8%. This would be the largest year-over-year decline in beef production on record, surpassing the drop experienced with BSE in 2004 and drought in 2014. Now, on imports, USDA consistently increasing import projections, reflecting the bigger volume coming from Brazil and Mexico, expectations for more imports from Australia in the second half of the year. Currently, USDA forecasting beef imports to be 3.5 billion pounds, 280 pounds, or about 8.5% higher than the January forecast, 5.6% higher than a year ago. Beef exports for 2022 have also been revised up by 86 million pounds since the start of the year, but they're still forecast to be down 2%, 2.5% for the year overall. As a result, per capita beef consumption in 2022 forecast to be slightly higher than in 2021, but a drop in output next year has USDA forecasting a huge 7% decline in beef per capita consumption for 2023. The inevitable bottom line, fewer pounds of beef coming in the beef pipeline. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the Spur Ranch Back to Grass Female Sale coming Saturday, May 21st, 1 p.m. at the ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 325 head will sell as 200 lots. For details, you can go to spurranch.com or give them a call, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch is proud to offer cattle that grow, gain, and grade. You can attend the Back to Grass Sale in person or check it out on liveauctions.tv. Go to SpurRanch.com for information. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.